The Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph, Tesvav Amidalf, talks about the Seder Tanias. What was the Seder Ayam during a Tainus? The Gemara says you take out the table or Chavishal ear and other things that are done. And then it says that the Zakin, Aymer Lifnem Divrei Kivushim, the Zakin comes and he says Divrei Musar to be Ma'ar the Tzibur. And he says like this, he says, Achinu lo namar banchanin v'vialikim es sakim es tanisim, ela v'vialikim es masim ki shavu midarkim ha'ra. It doesn't say by Ninveh that Hashem saw their sack and their tainus, but he saw their maisim that they did tshuva. But Kabbalah, and we find in the Kabbalah, the pasuk says in Yael, v'kiru levavchem v'al begdechem. You should rip your heart, not your clothing. That's what we find in this pasuk in Yael. And there's an obvious question over here. The Tana is quoting two different psukim. He quotes first a pasuk in Yaina, then a pasuk in Yael. The pasuk in Yaina is just quoted as a pasuk. The pasuk in Yael, the Tana adds on the word uba Kabbalah, and it says in the Kabbalah. So we know that Divrei Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah, but why would the Tana refer to the pasuk in Yael as Divrei Kabbalah and not refer to the pasuk in Yaina as Divrei Kabbalah? Lachar, they're both equally Divrei Nevi'im, they're both equally Divrei Kabbalah. Why is one called Divrei Kabbalah and the other one not? And Rashi over here is aimed on this question, and he brings down a pshat b'shem Taisvus, that the pshat is like this, that when the Navi is coming to be mitzavas, he's directly telling us to do something, we're doing something wrong, or to be mischazgin in something, then it's called Divrei Kabbalah. But when the Navi is just Mesiach Lefituma, he's just speaking, narrating, saying over a story, and the Tana is learning something from the Navi, but the Navi is not directly being mitzavas to do anything, then it's not called Divrei Kabbalah. And therefore, the second pasuk, the Navi is telling us, "V'kira levavchem v'albigdechem," is being mitzavas what to do, rip your heart, not your begadim. That's called Divrei Kabbalah. That's called Kabbalah. But the first pasuk, the Navi is not telling us to do anything; it's just saying over a ma'aseh, "V'yah lakim es ma'aseh kishavim medarkim hara." But we're going to learn something out from what the Navi said. Therefore, over there, the Tana does not use the word Kabbalah. But that's the aside that's Eila from Rashi. The Kabbalah is only used when the Tana is directly trying to teach us something. Now, it's bothered that this is l'chara a stira to Beferish Gemara Roshana that we had recently on Daf Zayin. The Gemara Roshana Daf Zayin is trying to figure out how do you know that Nisan is a Roshana l'chadashim. And the Gemara says one of the limudim is that it says Amar Avina Davar Zem Mitaris Meisher Beinu Loila Manu Medivri Kabbalah Manu. We didn't learn it from the Torah, but we learned it from Divri Kabbalah, as the pasuk says in Zechariah B'yayim Esem Arba La'ashtei Asar Chaydesh U'chaydesh Shvat. And that's right, that Nisan is Roshana l'chadashim. So over there, the Navi is not being mitzavi to do anything, it's just saying over a story, Amaisa Shahaya, and we're being medayek something from what the Navi said, and yet the Gemara refers to that as Divrei Kabbalah. So l'chayr, that's a steward. Where Rashi says over here that Kabbalah is only used when the Navi is being mitzavi something directly. So this is l'chayr, ha'ar on Rashi. Now, I saw in the Maritzchias over here, the Maritzchias does not ask this kasha, but he asks a different kasha, a stira to two other gemaras, one in Chagiga, one in Nida, where you find a similar thing, that the word Divrei Kabbalah is used in the context of a Navi saying over a story, but not being mitzavah lehedya. And because of that, he brings on from the Chavis Yair that a Talmud Torah wrote this in Rashi, and he blabs shver, he doesn't really answer the kasha. I don't know why he doesn't ask the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but look at the same kasha that you find the Divrei Kabbalah is referred to, is used even in a case where the Navi is not being mitzavah lehedya. But so he blabs sure, but I did see in the Chidah here in the Pesach Inayim, the Chidah Taka asks his kasha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and then he brings down the Teretz to answer this kasha and answer the other kashas of the Maritzchias. He brings this down from his father, B'shem, someone by the name of Rabbi Didia Katz, who was an Einikol, a grandson of the Shar Ephraim, and he says like this. He says that says Avada, all Divrei Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah everywhere. That's the term used for Nevi'im. It's referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. Anything in Navi could be referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. But the question Rashi had over here is that why the Tana, Mineu Bei, within two lines, he switches and he calls one of Divrei Nevi'im Divrei Kabbalah, and the one he does not. Why would he do that? So Zakt Rashi, that all Nevi'im could be called Divrei Kabbalah, but if the Tana goes out of his way and refers to one of them as Divrei Kabbalah and one of them is not, that's because he's trying to point out that one of these Divrei Nevi'im is a direct Sivui, another one is not a direct Sivui, and he bedafka went out of his way to call one of them Divrei Kabbalah to show that over here there's an active tziva going on as opposed to the other one where it's just a learned out from the narration of the Navi. So the word Kabbalah Kishla Atzma, if you just find it by itself, could be used on any part of Navi. But if the Tana quotes two psukim and calls one Divrei Kabbalah, one not, that he'll do because one of them specifically is telling you a tzivui and the other one is not telling you a tzivui. And perhaps you could be mamting this a little bit. I'll put what Rabbi Kiveger says over in the Gilyan Hashas. Rabbi Kiveger is a Mitzayan on this Rashi of Divrei Kabbalah. He's a Mitzayan, a Rashi in Chulin and Daf Kuflam and Zayin with Aleph. Rashi and Kuflam and Zayin over there says, Luchari, a different shot why Divrei Nevi'im is called Divrei Kabbalah. Rashi says that Tyrus Maisha is called Tyra because it's a something that was given with Dyrus. It's a Hira Dyrus, but Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im is called Divrei Kabbalah because it was given. They were Mekabel the Nevu'im Ruach HaKadosh, Kol Nevu'im Nevu'ah Lefi Tzarech Hashav Ha'Dor Ve'Amaisa. Kabbalah means they're Mekabel it for that time, for that Tzarech, but it's not something that was necessarily given Lidyrus. So Rebbe Kveger is mitzayin this Rashi. It's not clear, is Rebbe Kveger coming to ask Akasha? Is he asking a steer? Is he just pointing out a different shot? I don't know. He doesn't say Tzarachin. He just says Ayin Sham. So he's a D in what Rebbe Kveger means when he doesn't say Beferish. He's asking Akasha. So it's not clear if he's asking or not. But either way, I think other Acharim do ask this as a steer in Rashi. I think that Lachar, there's not a steer in Rashi. And really, they're mashlim each other. Lefi this shot of the chida, because ba'emes all divin neviim are called divin kabbalah. Why is like Rashi? Because divin neviim b'yisaidim was not given l'daris, it was given whatever is needed lefi the dar and the shah at that specific time. So the word divin kabbalah could go on anything in Navi. But there is, when you say the word Kabbalah, it does have a little bit of a tinge of an element of something that was given Litzarech HaDar V'Hashah, something that was being said specifically to that Dar. So it could be used Kushal Atzma and all Divin Nevi'im. But if the Tana went out of his way and he referred to one Pasuk as Divin Kabbalah and one not, that's because that one Pasuk which is called Divin Kabbalah is the Litzarech HaDar V'Hashah is more Nikr because it was a direct Tzivui as opposed to the other one where it's not as Nikr because it's just said by Derech Sipur, and therefore the Tana would call one of them Divin Kabbalah and the other or not. But Kishul Atzmai, in a vacuum, you could have anything in Navi called Divrei Kabbalah because all Nevi'im B'Yisaidim fundamentally were given Lifi Tzarech HaDar V'Hashah.